Welcome to Coffee Chat with Lisa. Coffee Chats are spontaneous podcast episodes you will find in your podcast player anytime I have time-sensitive information or just want to share what's going on in real time with Organize 365. These podcasts will disappear as soon as the information is out of date. So grab a hot cup of coffee and listen in to find out what's new. Welcome to our first Coffee Chat. So I've been podcasting now for 6.5 years. We're just about to hit 10 million downloads of the podcast, which is a lot of downloads of the podcast. We've recorded over 370 numbered podcasts, but also a whole bunch of bonus podcasts and additional podcasts that never received numbers. So there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of podcast episodes on Organize 365. And a few months ago, we set out to really organize and clean through our podcast. Now, we've done this before. It's kind of like going through all your blog posts on a website, only it's harder because you have to listen to all the podcasts again and edit them as best as possible. This last time that we went through the podcast here in December and going into January, we're really cleaning up the amount of podcasts that you find in the podcast player. Now, I know some of you go all the way back to episode one and start listening all the way through. The very first year of podcasts, we've now put those inside of the 100-day home organization program. So those are no longer in the podcast player. And then there was a whole bunch of podcasts, like a lot, 70 podcasts that really were not relevant anymore. Like they might have been fun to listen to because, you know, they were from 5 years ago when I was sharing something, but they're either not relevant, they're a product we no longer sell. It might even be an organizing hack or tip that I don't even think works anymore. And so we just started eliminating a lot of the podcasts that are just frankly outdated and had bad information. So as we were going through this process and updating the art images that go with all the podcasts and everything that we do when we decide to take a project to 110%, one of the things we noticed was that the outro, the thing that you listen to after I'm done talking on Friday or Wednesday or whatever podcast we're doing, gets dated really, really fast. Like right now, I would say you should join the 100-day round of the home organization program because it is quarter one in 2021. And you're probably going to be home anyway. So as long as you're home, let's get our whole house organized so that when the world opens up again and you're able to leave your house, you will feel refreshed and you will love walking back into your house at the end of the day or the end of some traveling experience that you'll have and walk into an organized house. Let's really double down on this time that we've been given to achieve our goals. That makes 100% sense when you listen to it on January 5th, right? Does not make any sense whatsoever, hopefully, in September of 2021, when the pandemic, hopefully, is a thing of the past. All of a sudden, that just makes our podcast very dated, and you realize that you're listening to a podcast that is not in current time. I don't know about you, but whenever you're listening to a podcast, you feel like it's today, like you and I are talking today, because we are talking today. Or when I listen to a book, and I'm listening to a biography of someone who, you know, was alive 400 years ago. The story is so enthralling. I feel like I am in the action with them today. It takes me a minute to realize, oh yeah, I'm listening to an audiobook. This is not actually happening in my real world today. So I went through a couple of different ideas about how could I fix this problem? So the idea that I came up with most recently was we would go back 6 months and we would eliminate the outro. So the after Lisa's done talking on Friday part, no matter what it was, from all of our podcast episodes. And then we would do that every 6 months. So it'd be like a rolling 6 months. So you'd have an outro, a call to action after each podcast, and then we would take that away later. And I thought, you know, that's a lot of work for my audio engineer, number one. Number two, some of those outros are so time sensitive, like signing up for the holiday blitz or something like that, that if you don't take action within 3 weeks, it's already outdated. It's just a lot of extra work to do, and it's maybe not necessary. Additionally, did you notice yesterday there was a Monday podcast? You might be saying, how many days a week can Lisa podcast? Oh, I love talking. Lots of days. I could podcast lots of days. So we added in a Monday podcast book review for 2021. They actually are YouTube reviews that we recorded and put on our YouTube channel for 46 weeks in 2020. But a lot of you said, we don't want to go to YouTube. We listen to the podcast. Could you put the content over here, please? Which made me think, I'm always telling you to follow me on Instagram because I'm showing you my hair and my puzzles and Hunter and all this fun stuff. But you might not like social media. You might not do Instagram. You might not do Facebook. You might not do YouTube, whatever. Like, you don't need to be on all the social media platforms. So if I am really good about sharing timely information on Instagram, you on the podcast never hear about it. You likely maybe aren't even on our newsletter list. I know there are lots of podcasts that I listen to that I don't follow on social media, and I'm not on their newsletter list. Now, I haven't even been to their websites before. The only way I know what's going on in the podcast that I download and listen to on a weekly basis is if the podcast host tells me what is going on in their business. I'm not following them on social media. I'm not getting their emails, and I'm not going to their webpage. I thought, I bet a lot of you are in a similar situation with me in listening to the Organized 365 podcast. So I thought, okay, well, putting an outro on my Friday podcast and then taking away 6 months later kind of gives you the information you need, but an outro is supposed to be short, and then sometimes I repeat them and they can be annoying. And some of the podcasts I listen to, I just turn it off before the outro is even done. I know you do it to me too. It's fine. We all do it. So I thought, okay, if I was listening to these podcasts that I really love and their outro is always the same, but they would give me basically a social media snippet of what's going on in their business in podcast form where I'm already consuming their podcast, 9 out of 10 of those podcasts, I'd listen to it. And that's what the coffee chat is. So the coffee chat is my ability to come in here for 2 minutes or 25 minutes. It doesn't matter how excited I am about whatever new product we have, or we're moving warehouses, or we've hired a new person, or I dyed my hair a different color, whatever it is. Totally random, non-consequential, not organization related, not thought leadership, not information that's going to be evergreen and stand the test of time. Just coffee chat. Just like kibitzing back and forth about, can you believe? Oh, I didn't know. Well, that's just so fun. Well, I'm going to try that too. That kind of information I want to deliver to you in these coffee chats. I'll probably publish them on Tuesday because it's the only day during the week that I don't have a podcast except for Saturday and Sunday. I will not publish them every Tuesday. They will not have show notes. They will not have a number. And they will self-destruct after the information is no longer relevant. So if I'm sharing, like I am right now, about how the 100-day home organization program started yesterday, it's not too late for you to sign up. You should definitely jump in with us. What else are you going to do for the first quarter of 2021? You definitely should organize your house with us. This podcast, if it was all just about that, the podcast would go away probably in 4 weeks, because by the time you get to the middle of February, you've already made a decision whether you're going to be in the 100-day home organization program or not. So the coffee chat will disappear. Just like your coffee gets cold and you have to pour it out and then you have to wash the cup. When the information in our coffee chats gets old and it is no longer relevant, the coffee chat will just disappear out of the podcast feed. That will allow me to share whatever I want to share with you, you to get the information if you're not following on social media, on our newsletter list, going to our website and navigating those things. Or if you're like, well, that's interesting, I really don't want to know what you're doing on a regular basis. I'm not interested in what's going on in Organize 365. I just want to get to the meat, the information that is going to change the way I think about organizing. No need to listen to the coffee chats. Just swipe and delete them out of your feed and then get to the next podcast that you want to listen to. So the option is there. That's what we're going to have for coffee chats. I hope that you will join me. I'm looking forward to being able to do some of what I do on Instagram stories and Instagram Live, more off the cuff, spontaneous, without worrying about the professionalism of an evergreen podcast. That's what you're going to see on Tuesday coffee chats. Hope you guys have a great day.